to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in any vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. But remind members to keep their instant messaging to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for comment. Type P to propose. Type S to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Just before we start then, I'd like to welcome Councillor Feehan, who's obviously replaced Michael on the committee, and this is obviously his first committee meeting, so you're very welcome.
Thanks very much, Chair, and let's just say again, I'd like to thank very much for the warm welcome to Councillor Kelly and Feehan, and I say we welcome him personally and on behalf of the SALP, and wish him good luck as he undertakes the role as Councillor for Newry DEA. But in relation to agenda item number 5, as a member of the East Border Region, I probably may have to excuse myself for the duration of that event or of that item because of the the work that East Border Region does with the Carlingford Lock Greenway. So,
thank you.
I'll excuse myself, Chair.
Philip, you want to come in there?
Yeah, Chair, I have a conflict of interest in item number 7 on the agenda, so I'll have to leave at that point.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Galbraith, you wanted to come in?
Yeah, thanks very much, Chair. I hope I've come in at the right point. I just wanted to note my disappointment that there's nothing on the agenda in relation to the floods that were recently experienced.
Councillor Galbraith, we're only dealing with what's on the agenda, so I'm going to move on.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda then is item number 2, declaration of interest. We've done that. Item number 3 is the action sheet from the ERT committee on Monday the 9th of October.
Sorry, Chair, Councillor Truesdale has a comment in there.
Councillor Truesdale, go ahead.
Yep, thank you, Chair. I would have to excuse myself from number 5 as well for the same reasons of Councillor Andrews.
It's okay. Have you? Here we go back to item 3, which is the ERT meeting from Monday the 9th of October. A proposer and a seconder.
Proposed, Chair. I'll put that to the screen.
Andrews proposing. A seconder for that. Councillor Campbell, thank you. No comments. Then we move on to item number 4, which is a presentation of the full fibre network. Yeah, so Michael's going to take us through this here. Brief presentation.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, elected members. My name's Michael Forster. I work under the Full Fibre Northern Ireland Consortium. I'm the operations lead within Newry Morning Down for that programme. And this is an overview of a new programme that we've just soft launched. There'll be a hard launch later on this month. I just want to give you a bit of background on what the programme's designed to do. So, DTFF, or the Digital Transformation Flexible Fund in its full title, This is one of the first cross-growth deal programmes in Northern Ireland. It's made up from Belfast Region City Deal, the Mid-South-West Growth Deal, Causeway Coast Growth Deal, and the Derry and Strabane Growth Deal. So it cuts right across every single one of those really important growth deals that are happening right now. It's a new funded approach through local authorities. So this is something that councils themselves have never actually done in Northern Ireland. It's delivered by FF&I, which is delivered under Neary Morning Down. And it's also one of the first projects delivered under the Belfast Regional City Deal Digital Pillar. So it's a key project now that the Digital Pillar has just officially launched. It adds value to existing mechanisms. So right now we have programmes under the ESS or the Go Succeed programme, which is the new Starting Business Growth programme launched. It also taps into what the colleges, further education colleges and universities are doing, both under City Deal and under their own initiatives. And then it aligns very closely with InvestNI and what DfE are trying to do in terms of Annex 10 and the emergence of new technologies. It's also it also offers a unique 70% intervention rate in terms of a grant, and that's something that we very strongly pushed for, because to innovate we needed to reduce the risk to small businesses. We needed to make it easier for small businesses to start and develop some of these digital technologies. In terms of in terms of funding, so at its core there's a capital fund of about $6 million from the City and Growth Deal Complementary Fund, $1.1 million from DERA for rural applications, and $451K from the Derry and Strabane Growth Deal, and that allows us to cover all of NI. The revenue side, we have all councils in the FF&I consortium. Belfast are now a key member within that consortium, and all councils have contributed to the revenue budget up until March 2026 to deliver this project. In a nutshell, DTFF is there to design to enable small and micro businesses to begin their digital transformation journey. So there's a lot of help and a lot of expertise available at higher SME business models, you know, businesses say 50 employees up to 250 and above. But where this program comes in is actually lower than that. It's a micro business from 1 to 9 employees and a small business from 10 up to 49. And it's there really to reduce that barrier. Small and micro businesses do not have the capital available within their budgets and their yearly expenditure to trial some of these new emerging technologies. So this program does that. It's not for normal digitization or digitalization of existing business models or operations. So it's not going to buy printers and developers and 3D printers and laptops and things like that. It's focused on a key set of technologies that will that tap into the industry 4.0 in terms of digital transformation. These are the technologies that DTFF will cover. Now, there's a lot of maybe acronyms there and jargon-type words. I can chat to anybody after this meeting or meet again if you want. But at its core, DTFF will align with these six technologies. So smart technologies, IoT, use of sensors, robotics within manufacturing, big data, you've probably heard of that quite a lot, along with AI. Immersive technologies is AR, VR, haptics and blockchain, the use of data as well. We wouldn't fund anything relating to normal operations, so website and e-commerce development, social media strategies, mobile marketing, search engine optimization, generic IT equipment, and then normal databases that a business should be setting up or establishing themselves, and non-industrial 3D printing is not included as well. The grant itself, in terms of finance that's available to micro and small businesses,
Funding is available from 5k to 20k, excluding VAT, for an investment project. That's at the 70% intervention rate, and the business itself will have to provide a 30% match co-investment or match funding to go towards the project. In terms of benefits, it's a Northern Ireland-wide programme, so Newry, Morne and Down delivers it for every single council. It's a competitive call process, but we're targeting 604 businesses, across all of Northern Ireland. And within Newry, Morne and Down, we're expecting to target and try and assist 66 businesses. And those figures are based on the IDBR business ratio in terms of businesses in each district. That's how that calculation was carried out for the OBC. As well as offering the fund and Newry, Morne and Down administrating the fund, we also work really closely with a lot of stakeholders who are operating in the digital ecosystem in terms of innovation. So already we have all the colleges centred around DTFF. They're very keen to assist businesses to develop digital transformation plans in order to apply for the fund. Queen's University are actually one of our delivery agents for the pre-briefing workshops from Call 2 onwards, and will assess the application. So we have specialist expertise in terms of the university, but they also can offer businesses, small and micro businesses, expertise and further assistance in terms of digital transformation. University of Ulster tap in under their Smart Manufacturing Data Hub. Local authorities under the Enterprise Support Service, which is now called Go Succeed, and then Innovate NI and Digital Catapult and Catalyst, mainly under the Invest NI umbrella. So what we will do, we'll coordinate that stakeholder reference group just to avoid duplication, but also to try and signpost businesses in an area that's often difficult just to navigate because there's a lot of information out there in terms of what's on offer. The expression of interest is open now, so we opened that last Wednesday with an online briefing session. We have one running tomorrow in Down Business Centre for the Newry, Morne and Down element, and then after that we're all over the rest of NI delivering briefing sessions for other council areas. Expression of interest closes on the 6th of December, and as I said at the start of the call, I'm happy to take questions here through the chair, or I can meet anybody afterwards for more information.
Okay, thanks Michael. So as you have heard, anybody wants to speak to Michael directly can do so, but if anybody wishes to ask a question short term. No? Yeah, well, thank you, Michael. Then. Move on then to item number.
Sorry, Chair, we would just need a proposer and seconder just for that, just to note that.
Proposer and a seconder for that. So, preferably proposing. Seconded, Councillor Bowsey, thank you.
Sorry, Chair, if we can just use the chat just because we're hybrid, please. Thanks.
Councillor Campbell.
Councillor Andrews.
Councillor Andrews. Okay, we'll then move on to item number 5, which is the Carlingford Lock Greenway update. Jonathan, you're going to take us through this?
Yep, Chair. The report details progress that has been made on the Carlingford Lock Greenway project to date. Chair, as you know, that we are on site, started work on the two of the last three pieces of the greenway between Louth, border with Louth, and then from Victoria Lock upwards. The final piece of plan approval has been approved, and procurement has commenced on the PQQ stage, Chair. The Kieswell's recommendation tonight is to note the update on the planning and the overall process, and note the update on the procurement. It also seeking approval from the council to underwrite the, any overspend over and above the funding envelope required, subject to business case and approvals through the relevant committees.
Hey, Jonathan, anybody any comments? Can we have a proposer and a seconder for the item? Proposed Councillor Quinn. A seconder. and Councillor Campbell second it. Thank you. Then we're moving into restricted items. So items 6 to 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act for 2014. Information relating to items 6 to 8 and the public may be by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Proposer and a seconder to go into committee. Councillor Gilbraith and Councillor Bisey are proposing seconded. John, unfortunately, we're going to have to ask you to leave for this item. Thank you.
Okay, that's you. You're good to go.
Thanks. During closed session, the following items were agreed. Item 6, Northern Ireland Enterprise Support Services, Go Succeed NI, on the proposal of Councillor Lee Surgener, seconded by Councillor Andrews. It was agreed to note the update on the implementation of the NI Enterprise Support Services branded Go Succeed NI, to approve the SLAs between Council, Belfast City Council and the delivery agents, and to approve the collaboration agreement between Belfast City Council and Newry, Mourne and Down District Council, subject to approval by Legal Services. Item 7, the St Patrick's Day Parade, Downpatrick 2024, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to approve for the approval for Council to provide a grant offer to Downpatrick Town Committee in partnership with Down Community Arts to deliver elements of the St Patrick's Day parades in Downpatrick in March 2024. Item 8, the service level agreement with Ulster University Economic Policy Centre, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, it was agreed to consider and approve the service level agreement with the University of Ulster Economic Policy Centre as detailed within this report.
Okay, councillors, our last item then is for noting only. Could I have a proposal and a seconder for that? Proposed Councillor Quinn and seconded Councillor Lee Surgener. Okay, folks, thank you. That's the meeting now finished. Thank you.